Now, if you're a fan of men dressed up as soldiers singing high G's, rapturous maidens or fleshy poets, then I think we've found a night out for you. The East Norfolk Operatic Society's production of Gilbert and Sullivan's Patience opens tonight at the Madam Market Theatre. The story's full of misunderstandings, naivety, love, and there's a raffle as well. And a producer, he's been out and about everywhere. Producer Sam Day popped along to the dress rehearsal with a pomp and ceremony to see how it all looked.
If your actions will decline in the highest that decline as a man of culture rare, nor must get a full jealous of the traits of dictums and plant them everywhere.
Oh, I'm on a stage again. This feels like, I'm back at the UEA drama days here. But yeah, I'm at the Madam Market Theatre. And such a wonderful set, some Tudor-like buildings there. Not real ones, it is a theatre set. And I've got some stairs leading up to the backstage. A nice little kind of balcony area as well. Some lovely scenery painted there with historical 1880s look we've got here. And I'm stood on the stage with Roz. How are you doing, Roz?
I'm fine, thank you, Sam. It's nice to have you with us.
And I've got the director Pat with me too.
That's right, hello. This is the Bunthorne Castle, basically. It's a sort of mock Tudor in lovely grounds, you see.
How long has it taken to build stuff and design this?
Design was done, sort of August time. They started working really properly in January and through sort of February.
And Ross, this sounds like a wonderful, production that must have taken a lot of time to rehearse and get right.
We start work with 3 months of rehearsals just with the music, with the chorus and the principals for 3 months before after Christmas. So
wow.
Just note bashing. I get the band together in about April and we have a couple of run-throughs with the band. And then we're on, then that's it.
Musically, Gilbert and Sullivan sounds hard, it sounds difficult, and you've got some guys who can sing really high. High G's or A's or C's.
And the rest. We're very, very lucky with our tenor and soprano that they've got just these amazing top notes that just float. You know, people who think that Gilbert and Sullivan is just rumpy, dumpy, 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 dumpy music, it really isn't. And it's the best training for young singers because the harmonies are quite complicated. There's always a good tune to keep people happy, but the actual harmonies are complicated. So for young singers, and it's a shame, I would say this. It's not done more often in schools now, because certainly years ago, when I went to school, years and years ago at grammar school, and we always did a Gilbert Sullivan every year, and it was such a good training ground for young singers.
The acting style as well. I was watching the wonderful scenes of Bunthorne walk down. Does he usually wear a blonde wig, by the way?
Always, especially on Saturday night.
Oh, well, of course, definitely. And he was just prancing round and then holding a raffle for the so-called rapturous maidens who are desperate to be wedged to him. It's quite far away from the modern day in real life, isn't it?
Well,
all this
it is.
1880s.
It's all up to date. It hasn't gone out of fashion. It's all up to date. They're all in nowadays, really, all this sort of the wanting a man and the getting a man and all the rest of it.
So. I suppose, yeah, everything's about love, isn't it?
Oh, well, yes.
How like life, Sam? How like life?
And they look fantastic. The costumes, they just look exuberant. They look fabulous. How do they feel in the costumes? And how hard was it to find the costume?
Well, I think I'm always of the opinion that if your chorus and your cast members feel good in their costume, they will perform better. So if they are happy with what they're wearing, it helps a lot.
That blonde wig, it does make him feel a lot more handsome, doesn't it?
You're obsessed with that, aren't you, Sam? You know, if you want to borrow it, I'm sure you can come to some arrangement with him.
Oh, please do. That'd be great. looking out at the Madam Market auditorium now, and it's just a wonderful space. You know, we've got two floors.
It's a pleasure to work in actual fact, because you can stand on this stage without a microphone and you can get to the back. You know, it's really lovely.
Really enjoyed that. Thanks to East Norfolk Operatic Society.